Is it worth taking Jesus at his word? Is all this Bible study really worth it? Is it actually a good use of our time to listen to so many Bible talks over the years? Like there's quite a lot we could do with our time, isn't there? Instead, we could play more football or table tennis or cricket. We could read more books or get into more novels. We could watch more TV or finish that series on Netflix. We could hang out with more friends and do purely social activities. We could spend longer at work and do everything that we need to do to gain that promotion. We could spend more time with our nephews and our nieces, having fun, messing around. We could invest more time into our children and our grandchildren and really help them develop. Taking Jesus at his word, listening to him, it seems to require an awful lot of time, an awful lot of Bible study. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? It just takes up so much time. Every Sunday, really, and sometimes twice. Then there's home group, or Bereans, or Men United, or Women's Bible Study, or Rock Solid, or Engage. And then there's all the courses which we run here. Christianity Explored, or Life Explored, or 321, or Christian Foundations. Then what about all those weekends away and summer camps? And thinking about it, what about those quiet times we're meant to do every single day? Think how much time we could save if we just didn't bother taking Jesus at his word. Last week we saw that a true believer is someone who is willing to take Jesus at his word. A true believer is someone who accepts Jesus when he says, "I am the light of the world." And now this week we're asking the question, is it worth taking Jesus at his word? Is it worth listening to him? Let's see what John in his gospel has got to say on the topic. Well, firstly, yes, it is worth listening to Jesus, and two reasons. We have two reasons. Number one, it is worth listening to Jesus because of the human condition, because of the human condition. Hear what Jesus has to say to those who are not willing to take him at his word. Please look down with me at verse 21. Now these are Jesus' words. "I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." Now those are Jesus' words. They're not my words. This is what Jesus says to those who are not willing to take him at his word. "I'm going away." Now this is a reference to Jesus' coming death and his resurrection and his ascension. He is going to be killed on a cross, and then God the Father is going to raise him up. And then Jesus, after spending a short time with his disciples, is going to be lifted up to heaven itself. And heaven being an important part here. Jesus is going up into heaven, and those who are not willing to take him at his word, where they will try and find him, but Jesus says they will fail. Instead, Jesus says, "You will die in your sin." Now here in John's gospel, sin and slavery are heavily linked together. We see this in verse 34. If we continue looking down the chapter, verse 34, "Truly, truly, I say to everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." So when Jesus is saying that you will die in your sin, he is saying that you will die in your slavery to sin. It is said that on an Atlantic slave ship that took men and women from Africa to America in the 18th century, as many as one third of all the slaves on board would die before ever reaching their destination. To die in your sin is to die on a slave ship. And why is that? Why will those who will not accept Jesus' word die in their sin? why will they not also be taken to heaven? Why does Jesus say, where I am going, you cannot come? Now, the Jews, they don't really get this at first. They think he's making a reference to killing himself. They think that's why they can't possibly follow him. But that's simply not the case. Those who will not take Jesus at his word cannot come to heaven with Jesus because, verse 23, they're from below, they're from this world. While Jesus, he is from above. He is not from this world. Jesus, he belongs in heaven. Those who will not take Jesus at his word, they do not belong in heaven. It is right that Jesus has a healthy, life-giving, fulfilling, enjoyable relationship with God the Father in heaven, because Jesus, he actually wants to be there. He wants to honor and love and follow and obey God the Father. And it is right that those who do not want to honor and love and obey and follow God the Father, it is right that they're not with him in heaven, because they don't want to have a healthy, life-giving, fulfilling, satisfying, enjoyable relationship with God the Father. Is it worth taking Jesus at his word? Yes, it is worth, because of our human condition. Verse 24, I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Why else is it worth taking Jesus at his word? Reason two, because of Jesus' identity. It's worth it because of Jesus' identity. Because within Jesus' somber word, there is that glimmer of hope. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. This glimmer of hope, it leads us to ask a central question of the passage. Well, who are you then, Jesus? Who are you that if we believe in you, we're not going to die in our sin? And Jesus answers them, as he's done many other times before. Jesus answers them. Jesus is a faithful son who is faithfully declaring the words of the Father. Jesus tells him he's a faithful son who's faithfully declaring the words of the Father. Jesus is the Son of God who has heard God the Father speak and is now telling the world what God the Father wants to say. Now, many people in our society like to believe in some sort of like higher power, in some sort of spiritual being. A study done in 2013 found out that one-fifth of the UK, one-fifth of the people who answered, in the UK, describe themselves as spiritual, but not religious. Only the other day I was chatting to a guy who was convinced, that there was some being, some force, high in the sky, who was looking out for him. And even Sam Smith, in his pop sensation, sung these words. I lift up my head, and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones, and I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. I've never believed in you, no, but I'm going to pray. See, most people will accept that we're not alone here. Lots of people, when life is hard, we cry out to God. People cry out to God. And I think lots of people like the idea of there being some sort of father-like being high in the sky. And actually, I want to affirm that there is a father-like being. But the problem is, though, that God the Father has a son. And God the Father has taught his son everything that must be said. And God the Son is faithfully declaring to the world what God the Father wants us to hear. To demonstrate this, let me tell you about the greatest football team in the world, Tottenham Hotspurs. 9 of their players played in the World Cup semi-finals. There is That's more than any other team. And that's because they're the greatest. And now you might be wondering, how do I know this crucial bit of information? Well, I know it because my Father told me. God the Son is telling the world crucial things that God the Father has told him to say. Things even more important than which team is the greatest. But a question, it hovers over us. How do we know that any of this is true? How do we know that God the Father is actually pleased with God the Son? That Jesus is actually saying the things which God the Father wants him to say? Well, Jesus helps us think this through as well. Please look down with me at verse 28. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." Now the Son of Man, that's another title for Jesus, he is going to be lifted up. And again, this has a triple meaning. First, he's going to be lifted up and he's going to be nailed to a cross. Second, he is going to be lifted up because God the Father is going to take him from the grave and bring him back to life. And thirdly, he is going to be lifted up because he will be taken up to heaven itself to be with his Father forever. If God the Father had not been speaking through Jesus, then when Jesus had been killed on the cross, God the Father would have left Jesus there. He would have left him dead. He would have proven once and for all that Jesus was just a man. There was no need listening to him or following him or obeying him. That he would have proved once and for all that Jesus didn't have the words of life. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, it is the ultimate proof that God the Father has spoken through God the Son, and God the Father is pleased with what Jesus has said. The resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate proof. A Harvard University law professor, Simon Greenleaf, said, "According to the laws of legal evidence used in courts of law, there is more evidence for the historical fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ than for just about any other event in history." There is more evidence for the historical fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ than just about any other event in history. The resurrection of Jesus, it is the ultimate proof. If Jesus was not speaking God's words, then God would have left him in the grave. If Jesus was not the Son of God, then God would not have raised him. So is it worth taking Jesus at his word? Yes, it is. Now there are so many things that we could do with our time rather than go along to church, rather than listen to a lanky teacher, or so many other things we could do rather than open up our Bibles each day. So many other things we could do rather than look into Jesus for the first time and read one of the eyewitness historical accounts of his life. So many other things we could do rather than go to home groups or Bereans or do our quiet time. The options of what we could do with our lives are endless. But are they worth it? You know, I'm sure I would be a better table tennis player if I practice every Sunday evening rather than come along to church. I'm sure I would get through more novels if I just gave up on my quiet times every day and read a book instead. I know that if I'd given up going to my university church, my university Bible study group, that I would have gone on more nights out with my mates and they would have stopped giving me that weird look. I am confident that your boss will be happier with you if you stay late at work and do 110% instead of doing home group or Bereans or women's Bible study group or Men United. I would imagine that your friends will be more accepting of you If you just went along with them and said, yeah, you know what, Jesus is a bit of a joke, I'm sure they would accept you more if you just said that rather than looked into him, rather than did Life Explored or Christianity Explored or opened up a Bible to see who Jesus Christ was. It is perfectly possible that in some ways life will be easier for us if we do not bother taking Jesus at his word. If we did not even look into it, if we just left our Bibles shut. But is it worth it? Is it worth it? Should we take Jesus at his word? Yes. Because of our human condition, we will die in our sin. Yes. Because of Jesus' identity. He is the faithful Son who is faithfully declaring to the world what his Father has taught him. And this is what he says. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Are we going to believe it? Are we going to take Jesus at his word? Is it worth it? Let's bow our heads and pray. Dearest God, thank you so much that you speak to us and that you speak to us through Jesus Christ. Thank you that he uses words which we can understand. Thank you, Father, that your Son has told us that he is the light of the world, and if we believe in him, then we will have life in his name. That our sins will be forgiven, that we will be free from our slavery to sin, and that we will live with you forever in heaven. Father God, help us to take Jesus at his word. Help us to see that this is the best thing we could ever do. Amen.